आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह टू चेयर रीजनल कॉन्फ्रेंस ऑन ड्रग ट्रैफिकिंग इन नेशनल सिक्योरिटी इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे टू लॉन्च अ ड्राइव टू डिस्ट्रॉय सीज नारकोटिक्स वर्थ ओवर 2400 crore rupees। Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal sets $100 billion export target for food and beverages, agriculture and marine products in the next 5 years. Grand three-day celebration to commence at Ram Temple in Ayodhya from today to mark first anniversary of Pran Pratishtha ceremony of Ram Lala's idol. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump receives unconditional discharge following conviction in Hush Money case. And in badminton, Indian pair of Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty to play unseeded South Korean duo in men's doubles semifinals in Malaysia Open today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a regional conference on drug trafficking and national security in New Delhi today. The conference, which is being organized by the Narcotics Control Bureau, aims to address the growing concern of drug trafficking and its impact on national security, with a special focus on 8 states and union territories of northern India. During the event, Mr. Shah will launch the Drug Disposal Fortnight Drive and inaugurate the new office complex of the Narcotics Control Bureau's Bhopal Zonal Unit and extension of the Manas 2 helpline to all states and union territories. During the Drug Disposal Fortnight Drive, which will continue till the 25th of this month, more than 44,000 kilograms of seized narcotics worth 2,411 crore rupees will be disposed of. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India has the potential to reach $100 billion in combined exports from the food and beverage, F&B, agriculture and marine products industries in the next 5 years. Addressing on the sidelines of Indus Food 2025 in New Delhi, the minister emphasized that the target is achievable, requiring a combined annual growth rate of 14-15%. The minister urged the Indian companies to invest in innovation, better packaging, sustainability, and to mechanize their processes to enhance hygiene and efficiency.
I would urge Indian companies in the room to invest in innovation, invest in better packaging, invest in sustainability, because that can get you good value propositions internationally. Mechanize your processes to make them more hygienic.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India aims to establish itself as the world's largest destination for data centers. Speaking on the sidelines of the Bharat Climate Forum in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said India can realize this goal due to its interconnected grid, clean power, data security and trained workforce. The minister mentioned that the country is one of the best performing countries under the Paris Agreement and is well ahead on every goal. He added that India has achieved its proposed 2030 target of having 40-45% of installed capacity as renewable or clean energy 8 years ahead of the schedule by 2022 itself.
We had committed to have about 40-45% of our installed capacity as renewable or clean energy by 2030. A target we accomplished in 2022 itself, 8 years ahead of schedule.
Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav laid the foundation stone for a new assembly line to produce laptops at the state-of-the-art Chennai facility of leading electronic systems design and manufacturing company Sirma SGS Technology Limited in Tamil Nadu. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said this facility marks a significant milestone in the Make in India initiative, as Sirma SGS collaborates with Taiwanese brand MicroStar International to produce laptops for the Indian market. In Madhya Pradesh, Bharatiya Janata Party will launch Samvidhan Gaurav Abhiyan Constitution Pride campaign from today to celebrate the completion of 75 years of the Indian Constitution. Through the initiative, the values and principles of the Indian Constitution will be promoted and tribute will be paid to Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar. More from our correspondent.
BJP Samvidhan Gaurav Abhiyan will run from today till 25th January. Under the campaign, copies of Constitution will be distributed by contacting scheduled castes, intellectuals, women and youth. Under Samvidhan Gaurav Abhiyan, seminars will be organized in all the district places of the state including Bhopal. On the concluding day, BJP workers will read the preamble of the Constitution at every booth. At the same time, Congress is also organizing a Jai Bhim, Jai Bapu, Jai Samvidhan rally on 26th January in Mahu, the birthplace of Dr. Ambedkar. National President Mallikarjun Kharge and Rahul Gandhi will also participate in this rally. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
BJP's Central Election Committee held a meeting in New Delhi last evening to finalize the names of party candidates for Delhi Assembly polls. The meeting took place at the party headquarters and was attended by the Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh, and other top party leaders, as well as the leaders of the Delhi BJP unit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow on the occasion of National Youth Day, commemorating the birth anniversary of youth icon and one of the greatest spiritual leaders of India, Swami Vivekananda. During the dialogue, Mr. Modi will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Uttar Pradesh, a grand three-day-long celebration to commemorate the first anniversary of the consecration ceremony of Ram Lala's idol at the magnificent Ram Temple in Ayodhya is set to commence from today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple on the 22nd of January last year. However, the anniversary of the Pran Pratishtha ceremony is being celebrated today due to the alignment with the Hindu lunar calendar. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will inaugurate the program and perform the Abhishek of Ram Lala's idol. Following this, other rituals will be performed on the lines of the anointment during the Pran Pratishtha ceremony held last year. Ram Lala's idol will be anointed this time as well. We have a report.
Ayodhya is all set to celebrate the first anniversary of Ram Lala's Pran Pratishtha. On the first day of celebration, Ram Lala will be dressed in a specially crafted Pitambari outfit woven with gold and silver threads in Delhi. Sri Ram Mandir Trust has informed that around 110 VIPs will attend the event. Additionally, a German hangar tent capable of hosting 5,000 people has been set up at the Angad Tila, where public can witness grand programs. General Secretary of the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra Trust, Champat Rai, said that the common people will be allowed to attend the events on all 3 days at Angad Tila. Invitations have also been sent to saints and devotees to join the celebration. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Now news from Mahakumbh. Mahakumbh 2025 at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh is set to be an extraordinary blend of spirituality and innovation, bringing together the sacred traditions with state-of-the-art digital advancements. Special arrangements have been made to thwart cyber threats during the grand event. We have a report.
In the Mahakumbh, 56 dedicated cyber warriors and experts have been deployed for cyber patrolling. Mahakumbh Cyber Police Station has been established to counter cyber threats like fraudulent websites, social media scams and fake links. 40 variable messaging displays are being installed in both the fair area and the commissionerates for raising awareness about cyber threats. A dedicated helpline number 1920 has been set up for the purpose. Cyber experts are actively monitoring online threats and investigating gangs exploiting social media platforms. Currently, the team of experts has identified around 50 suspicious websites and action is underway against them. With Anand Kumar, Anmish, Akashwani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
French President Emmanuel Macron has announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a state visit to France, followed by his participation in the Artificial Intelligence AI Summit scheduled to be held next month. Speaking at the French Ambassador's Conference, President Macron described the upcoming AI Summit as a summit for action aimed at fostering meaningful discussions on artificial intelligence. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has been sentenced to unconditional discharge in connection with his conviction in the hush money case. Unconditional discharge confirms Mr. Trump's conviction in the case without consequences. It means the incoming president will not be imprisoned, fined, or face probation, but his conviction still stands, and he will still take office as the first U.S. president with a felony conviction. In the U.S., at least 11 people have died in the devastating firestorms raging across Los Angeles County. According to preliminary numbers from state and local officials, more than 13,000 structures have been destroyed in the fires. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered an inquiry into the county's water management. Moving on to sports news, in badminton, the Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face the unseeded South Korean pair of Seo Seung Jae and Kim Won Ho in the men's doubles semi-finals of Malaysia's Super 1000 tournament in Kuala Lumpur today. Earlier in the quarterfinals, the Indian duo secured a straight game victory over Malaysia's Yu Sin Ong and A Yi Teo. In the Men's Hockey India League, Tamil Nadu Dragons defeated Sarachi Rad Bengal Tigers 2-1 in a thrilling match played at the Birsa Munda International Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last evening. Here is a report.
In a hard-fought league match of the Hockey India League on Friday, the Tamil Nadu Dragons edged out the Bengal Rad Tigers 2-1. Tamil Nadu broke the deadlock in the 16th minute when Uttam found Karthi Selvam with a reverse flick that was smartly deflected into the net by the former. The Tigers roared back into the game when skipper Rupinder Pal converted a penalty stroke by sending ace keeper David Hart the wrong way in the 35th minute. Tamil Nadu went up after Ludwig made a great run and then cut it back for Uttam, who placed it home nicely just 2 minutes after the equaliser. Despite trying numerous variations, as Hart had a stellar day in goal and Dragons captain and eventual player of the match Amit Rohidas defending gallantly.
Apna team ke liye main jitna bhi best dene ke liye koshish karta hu, main de-
On Saturday, we will see a double-header with Delhi SG Pipers facing the UP Rudras and Hyderabad Tufans taking on the Surma Hockey Club. This is Shaurya Chaudhary for Akashvani.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Naresh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's podcast yesterday has found wide coverage on the front pages of most dailies. PM, world trusts us for peace. My tagline is Nation First. Willing to leave old things and accept new ones, notes the Indian Express. Status quo at Sambal Mosque, SC Bars, Puja and Holy Bath at Shrinewell is a front page headline in the Tribune. Bigger caps, capex loans to states, 50-year facility seen to boost public investment, says Financial Express. In a first, selection process for next chief election commissioner casts wider net. Earlier, most senior EC was default choice to succeed CEC, reports the Indian Express. Under an alarming headline, Hindustan Times report that 2024 was both the warmest year on record as well as the first year when the average global temperature broke the 1.5 degree Celsius threshold over pre-industrial level. And finally, Financial Express notes how Mahakumbh has become a pitching ground for brands as a 2 lakh crore business opportunity India Inc. is vying for. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Home Minister Amit Shah to chair regional conference on drug trafficking and national security in New Delhi today to launch a drive to destroy seized narcotics worth over 2,400 crore rupees. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal sets $100 billion exports target for food and beverages, agriculture and marine products in next 5 years. Grand three-day celebration to commence at Ram Temple in Ayodhya from today to mark first anniversary of Pran Pratishtha ceremony of Ram Lala's idol. And in badminton, Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty to play unseeded South Korean duo in men's double semi-finals of Malaysia Open today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.